Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
People of the US, great news. The Formula One Circus is coming to Miami this weekend, and we've got everything you need to know on P1 with Matt and Tommy, the Formula One podcast from Stack. It doesn't matter if you're an F1 veteran or hardly watch a race. If you want a fun breakdown of the biggest stories from this weekend's race, we've got you covered. Join us for previews and reaction episodes from practice, qualifying, and the race itself, plus our full driver rankings podcast early next week. You'll be armed with enough info to make you look like a bona fide expert when the race rolls back around next year, or at least when you see your friends next week. Search P1 with Matt and Tommy in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now.
A lamp to your feet and a light to your path, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Football Ramble. There's a party at Arsenal and Cavani rides again. It's Tuesday, 6th of October. I'm Marcus Speller.
I'm Andy Brassel.
And I'm Pete Donaldson.
Hi, everybody.
Yay.
Ooh, I was so excited. I was straining to get to the show. And we have arrived, Andy.
Is that because you were in front of Sky Sports News all day yesterday and you're still full of Red Bull from
with
that?
With your big yellow tie on.
Actually, I should say well.
Oh, yes, Sven was involved.
He was on there.
He looked like a graphics card demonstration. He looked like they were showing off more pixels than ever before. He looked weird.
He looked like a turtle crawling out of his shell.
It was a little bit shell. Like in Red Dwarf, where the ship's computer just used to be a floating head.
Yeah, Holly.
Because I think he must have been wearing like a black roll neck.
It hides a multitude of sins, Andy, as we all know from our teenage years.
Has he sinned before, do you think? I don't know.
What was that tweet you got, Marcus?
Do you want me to, Andy?
Go on.
What was the tweet?
I can't believe you. I think it was a Ramble listener. I think his name's John Bull.
It was the angle, wasn't it?
It was very much the angle. Yes, there was an angle. Sort of, it was like Sven's. It was sort of an angle from below,
right?
Yes.
Slightly.
Mm.
And this chap tweeted saying, "This interview is basically giving all of us the view of Sven that many many partners have enjoyed."
It gave me a huge. It's a different sort of perspective of his face. You can kind of see it a little bit. It's my Uber here.
First half, oh, good. Dear. Come on, nay. Come on. Nay.
Yeah.
None of that. None of that.
Not in front of the new chairman of the Residents Association, Andy Brassel.
Andy Brassel, ladies and gentlemen.
He just got an email as just before the music started rolling. He is the new chairman of his Residents Association. What is going to be your first point of business, your point of order as chairman?
But can I just jump in here, by the way? Because Andy, you know, he announced that.
Do not interrupt the chairman.
Well, the chairman who said, well, I didn't want to do it, but nobody else wanted to do it. That's a man to elect,
That's
isn't
democracy.
It?
Mate.
I think so. That's exactly how it works these days.
Mm. Go on then, what are you going to say?
Well, I will be having a Thomas Partey to start off.
Nice.
Because I think they've used that joke on Sky and on every sports radio show.
Andy, I even used it
quite consistently over the last 12 hours.
Intro for this as well, just to kind of prove a point.
Isn't his introduction to people, yes. I'm party, not fiesta?
Yes.
It's like, oh, that's even worse than any joke anyone's made about your name, mate.
Yeah, but I think he gets there.
Thomas Müller's saying, I'm not having that.
But I think, would it be nice if Thomas Müller signed for West Ham? Müller and Rice? Has anyone thought of that?
I love it.
If they haven't, they should have done.
Good on corners.
They would. Bit of crunch in there. I think that Arsenal signed someone that they need. Arteta, right? Who would have thought that is? In my mind's eye, Arsenal haven't had that kind of, you know, commanding, calm, intelligent, disciplined midfielder since Patrick Vieira. I mean, I know there's been a few. I mean, Song, you could argue, and one or two others.
What are you saying about Granit Xhaka?
Well, that he's not that player.
No, he's not.
And that's unfair when people pin that on him. That's why he got so upset that time. I'm not a defensive midfielder, is what he actually was shouting at the crowd. But Partey, what a signing, Andy.
Yeah, it really is. And I know people will talk about, you know, organised clubs don't leave it to the last day, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
They knew they could get him at any moment, didn't they? Pay the money and you'll get the player.
But I think that was the difficulty. They didn't have the money. They had a lot of financial deck chairs to shift. And I think you can be critical of a lot of clubs for leaving stuff to the last day, but a lot of clubs who you wouldn't expect to leave it to the last day have left it to the last day because there's been a lot of shifting around of numbers in this particular window more than any other. And you look at, say, Barcelona hanging on to try and sign Memphis Depay on the final day.
Oh, Andy, you love that.
Trying to kick out like anyone who would go, giving Rafinha a free transfer and seeing if that would contribute towards it. Obviously, because Ousmane Dembélé and Manchester United didn't work out, it meant they couldn't get Memphis in. So I don't think we can be massively critical of Arsenal leaving it till this last moment.
I'm not critical at all. I think they've made a great signing. It doesn't matter when they, you know, a goal in the 89th minute is still the same as in the 55th minute, Andy.
Well, not if you're 4-0 down.
I didn't give you that much context. It's a brilliant signing. Peter, it angered Diego Simeone, apparently. Because, of course, the way it works out in La Liga, if you meet the release clause fee, which was 45 million...
Get it in the Western Union.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. You get your 5%. Then you don't need to actually deal with Atletico Madrid, which I think sounds quite mad.
I think that's good. Look, it's got nothing to do with them. They've set a price.
Well, it does have something to do with them. Clearly, he's their player.
Yeah, clearly peer-reviewed by the league. Yeah. Presumably they have to submit that fee to the league for them to broker that deal. But but then you do sort of think kind of signings are way more with like rights issues and stuff like that. It was way more complicated than they ever used to be. So how can you sort of go, it's 50 million, bang, there you go.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was a short. I mean, apparently Simeone was very angry because he didn't want to let go of the players. There has been a quote attributed to him, which I'll leave it up to you, ladies and gentlemen, if you think this is true or not. I haven't seen too many credible outlets going with it. I'm going to destroy Arsenal. I'm going to get their cannon and shove it up their arse.
Wow.
Do you think he said that?
Well, the thing about shoving a cannon up someone's arse is that's the second worst thing that's about to happen.
Yeah. <That's true. laughs> Yeah, you thought that was bad.
Yeah. But they did seem to sort of want other players before before Partey, didn't they? They just seemed to sort of like, oh, we wanted Uwara and a couple of others. Uwara, the Cornish farmer that I know. And they just sort of went, well, look, we've got to the end of this particular journey with these other players. Couldn't get them in and just sort of brought glass for Partey, so to speak.
I know, but I honestly, Andy, I think he's such a good player. He's that type of player that Arsenal have lacked so much at times. Honestly, am I being stupid here?
I don't think so.
There was one or two others, wasn't there? But Arsenal fans always used to say, get a bloody defensive midfielder. Now, he's more than a defensive midfielder, I understand that. But that commanding presence... you know, as I say, sees the game, reads the game, positional discipline.
And they've wanted him for years.
Yeah, but and he's young as well, got a great engine on him. He's a complete footballer. I'm struggling in the last 10 years to think of how many players like that they've had in the centre of the pitch.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the fact that he's not just a blocker, but he's someone who's really great on the ball, has got a range of passing, can dribble the ball out. All of that stuff is super important. And someone who can really just set the tempo for Arsenal. I think that's something that they really, really need. obviously the Aouar deal sort of disappeared because A, they didn't really have the money. Clearly never had the money to do to do both. I think that was pretty plain. Also, Aouar got a little call from Zinedine Zidane last week saying, I can really imagine you playing at Real Madrid. not this year, maybe next year. And all of a sudden he's like, oh, I think I might stay home for a little bit more. Which you can understand. But Partey is going to be terrific for Arsenal, I think. Obviously, there's going to be that strange cultural swap where he's been Thomas for the whole time. He's in Spain, and now he's going to be Partey. And so probably people will refer to Partey and he'll go, who's that?
He will remember his surname, though, I think, Andy.
Yeah, but he's never referred to as that.
I see, Brassel. Well, Lucas Torreira's gone the other way. I think that's a lovely signing for Simeone. You could imagine him going, yes, a little tough Uruguayan. That's just the ticket for me and my style. But apparently he was saying to Torreira, come here, you'll play with Thomas Partey and so on. And it's not happening.
I mean, I think the for Atletico, the way the deal's unfolded is really important. You talked about them depositing the money with La Liga, depositing the clause with La Liga. Because rather than accepting the bid, it's kind of like a hostile takeover. They've had this clause paid. What it gives Atletico is 30 days extra to buy another player, Martin Brathwaite style, from another La Liga club, which is probably where they would have got the replacement anyway. So they've got this joker to play, and you know you look
and
at
righteous indignation.
Yeah, I think that's important as well. I think
which powers a lot of that club.
I was about to say, marvelous stuff. Well, we met from one Uruguayan to another, gentlemen. Edison Cavani. He's at Manchester United. See, I quite liked his the comments he was making. I look forward to continuing to write my little story inside of the book of football. And I know that's why my focus has to remain the same as always. Work, work, work. I have had a conversation with the manager and this has increased my desire to wear this beautiful shirt. Oh, Peter, what a man.
He's got a beautiful body to put in that beautiful shirt. He looks after himself.
He certainly does.
Let's hope he's more of a Zlatan than any other footballer they've bought.
Well, yeah, some people
at that age.
People have compared his arrival to Ibrahimovic's sort of influence, although one can look at that as with rose-tinted specs. Obviously, Ibrahimovic scored a fair few goals there and they won a treble, according to Jose Mourinho. They did win three trophies, the Community Shield was one of them. But Ibrahimovic, he was accused sometimes of maybe holding up the play too much, you know, not being in the flow of the pace of the Premier League. That shouldn't be labelled at Cavani, knowing the engine that he still has, despite being 33.
No, and I think that's it. You could argue that he's still in the back end of his peak. Really. He's a player who...
We'll be saying that when he's 36, though, won't we?
Yeah, I think so. he had a few difficulties last season, but that was more, I think, personnel-based. He had a few little niggling injuries, but nothing to worry about. I wonder if the break has actually done him a lot of good, really, because, of course, as we've seen, he's been like horse riding and doing ballet and all that sort of stuff since... it's an interesting pre-season.
That's right, yeah.
But I think the fact that he's had a pre-season... A bit like Leroy Sané at Bayern, which just gives him quite an advantage, possibly. I mean, people will say maybe he's out of nick. Maybe he is out of nick. Maybe he will need a little time to get up to match fitness. I think the fact that he's been not playing football since March does maybe give him a bit of an edge over these guys. It will be interesting to see how it works out. But I think with this, obviously a lot of people have said, well, you know, this is symptomatic of United's disorganisation. They just take someone who's been offered to them, really, and someone who's free. The thing is, I think it can be symptomatic of their poor transfer policy and yet a good thing for them. It can be both.
Yeah, well, it's a bit of a shit show at Manchester United at the moment. However,
the fans will love him.
Yeah, of course they will.
I mean, he runs like a dog. It's incredible.
Yeah, and also that different option up front as well is something that they've probably missed. 341 goals from 556 games for PSG. Now, I know they play in a farmer's league, quite frankly. As you know, you want to see how football should be played, you know, just watch last weekend's action in the Premier League. Tim Vickery said he's almost like a box-to-box striker, which I quite like that description. But the big question is, Peter, that we know that he used to enjoy horseback riding, as they call it in America, around the kind of countryside outside of Paris. Will he be able to find that in the greater Manchester area?
Oh, there's plenty of fields. Ride your horse over the Pennines.
Cheshire.
Okay, well, the answer's yes then.
Yes.
He will. Right, okay.
I think there's even a little bit of space around Old Trafford itself. You know,
hotel football, Andy.
Pick up something from Lou Macari's fish and chip shop, and then rock up to the players' entrance on his steed. I can see it.
There is something quite glorious when you see, you know, a horse. Like usually it's police on a horseback. Well, in fact, it's always police on horseback when you see a horse in an urban dwelling. And if it's not, then you've got to question what's going on. Mm. But there would be something. Cavani top off riding through the streets of Manchester.
There used to be a couple of horses in like front gardens where I used to live.
I bet there was.
I mean, they were in front of walls that they could just easily just step over, which I didn't really understand. But they seemed to sort of stay there.
Well, it's just like park up the horse in the front garden.
Yeah. It's like the Wild West in Article.
The Wild Northeast.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a go? Did you ever take it for a spin?
I've ridden a horse once or twice. If I'm completely honest with myself,
yeah,
I think I'm quite good at it.
Do you know what? I think if you get a good disciplined horse, I've been thrown off a horse in my time, believe you me.
And it's the horse's fault, is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. I regret what I did, Andy. No, it was the horse's fault. Galloping on a horse.
There's nothing more.
It's absolutely magnificent.
Satisfying.
Absolutely magnificent. Alex Telles has also gone to Manchester United, Andy. Thought that Porto might do it. Well, I thought Porto might do an absolute number on them. But it seemed to be a fairly reasonable price, I suppose.
Yeah, which they could probably have got away with paying 2 weeks ago and avoided a lot of pain in the meantime.
Yeah, well, could have avoided that Luke Shaw kick out.
For example, why deny him the opportunity to go out in a blaze of glory, Peter, seeing as he'll be very much Manchester United's second choice left back from this point onwards. Alex Telles is great. I think the fact that he's come up the hard way in European football, because it didn't go well for him at Inter when he originally came over. He's come up through Galatasaray, Porto, where he's really loved. He's a great leader.
He's had to graft, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. And he's someone who offers them great options, I think, in terms of delivery. He'll get involved in the attack, which is what they've really needed from their fullbacks. So I think as well, you look at the sort of delivery he'll be able to give Cavani immediately.
Yeah.
That looks like a terrific combo.
It does. Chris Smalling, of course, some people were saying, well, could he get a shout playing at that Man United backline? But he's gone to Roma. I'm glad about this because he seems very happy there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all agreed.
I thought you were going to carry on there. Yeah, no. It's just great to see.
Well, he's just released his tweet, actually.
Oh, go on.
Just as...
saying I'm not happy. he's miserable.
It's a dreadful mistake.
I can't believe I've done this.
I know they had vegan day, but I've just gone over the top.
Go on.
I arrived last summer, and although temporary at the time, I knew instantly it would be my permanent home.
Oh,
cannot wait to get started again. The journey continues. Enjoy the ride. And there's this little sort of film beneath that accompanies the tweet of him doing lots of defending. First one, tackle on Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh yeah,
nice.
Start big.
There you go.
That's at the front of the brochure, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm. Yeah, I
Chris Piccola-ling, I presume it'll be called now.
I beg your pardon.
Piccola, isn't that a small in Italian? Piccola, Piccola-ling.
Yeah, definitely means something. we need an Italian speaker. I think it's a lovely move. I'm very pleased for it. I mean, come on. Like, how old is he? 30.
Mm.
He's he obviously started at Fulham. Then he went to Manchester United, and it's been on the. If you're a player who's out of sorts and you think, oh, where am I going to go? Could I go to like a sort of middling Premier League side or something like that? Which obviously isn't a bad option. Go to the Eternal City. Do you know what I mean? Go to Rome.
Yeah.
Have a lovely... It's just glorious.
And he's totally rebuilt his reputation there.
Yeah, yeah.
He was one of the best defenders in Serie A last season. He was absolutely fantastic. Other clubs in Serie A were interested in him as well. But yeah, I agree. It's pretty fantastic, isn't it? And of course, if you're 30 and you arrive in Serie A, they'll probably call you one of the kids.
Yeah, jobs are good. His former club, Fulham, Andy, I mentioned them just a second ago. Mm. They've made a couple of signings.
And one of them's got an acronym.
And Ruben Loftus-Cheek on loan. That's a nice one. I'm very happy about that, if I'm honest with you.
Yes.
Fulham are very pleased with themselves. They're the official Fulham Football Club Twitter tweeted out the pictures of the new signing saying, "We didn't really sleep much, did you?" Smiley face. And I was like, well, I mean, it's not Gerard Piquet, but still, it's, you know, I mean, don't overdo it, lads. But yeah, I think Ruben Loftus-Cheek's a decent signing.
Yeah, he is. And Gerard Piquet's carpet slippers would get ever so muddy.
Yeah, I know.
But bearing in mind how Fulham have gone so far this season.
And it would be an absolute nightmare.
RLC is going to be really, really good for them. I'm hopeful that that is the case. Mm. I mean, it just needs to play. Clearly, he's got fitness issues. And the only way they're going to get we're going to get a decision on whether he's up to to playing top level football on a regular basis is seeing him out there. And Fulham will lean on him.
They will. And I mean, Fulham, they obviously lost 1-0 on the weekend, but it was much better. I know it's still a loss and so on, but they're playing a better side.
I never made it that far in Match of the Day, too.
Oh, did you?
Perfectly honest.
I think people...
too much was happening.
I think that's probably breaking news for some people, that there was a game between Wolves and Fulham on the weekend, and only one measly goal.
Yeah, boring.
I know, sorry about that.
It's the sort of score that a Fulham supporter would make up, knowing that people hadn't seen the end of Match of the Day, too.
Well, they lost 1-0. Do we get a point for that? But yeah, so they were a bit better. Adamola Lookman. Oh, what a player. He could be great. You know, they've also signed Joachim Andersen from Lyon. Do you know much about him, Andy?
Yes. And,
Thank you.
I'd like to, sometimes we all like to be a bit sniffy and pretend we're above transfer deadline day, don't we? I'm not one of those people, actually, because I think that as a football supporter, what sustains you is hope, isn't it?
Oh.
The hope that the next player you sign might not let you down. Mm. The next week's performance might be slightly better
Andy,
than last week.
Go on, just tell me the truth. What's happening now? You don't rate him, do you?
Last night, when the news popped through to my phone that Joachim Andersen had signed for Fulham, I might have done a little fist pump.
Did you?
Oh, lovely.
It's a good signing.
Well, no, because he's leaving Lyon. I'm a Lyon sympathiser.
Unbelievable. What an absolute...
He sold you an absolute kipper there.
He did, yeah.
I think Ruben Loftus-Cheek's mum is called Juliet Cheek. And when I think, the Juliet Cheek of Andy Brassel.
Well, I think he's a brilliant player. And I think Lyon are now going to get relegated. He looks, going to stay up.
He looks wonderful. And also, he was very, very good for Sampdoria, which is why they've been trying to flog him back to a Serie A club for the last couple of months. But the fact is, he came in as a club record signing. He's not adapted. He's been a bit ponderous, a bit slow.
All right, Andy.
A lot of unforced errors.
All right, fine. I'm looking forward to it.
Go for a cup of tea if you want, Marcus.
I would love to. They've also signed Tosin Adara Bayoyo from Manchester City, which was an interesting one. They got in quite late. So they've made a few signings there, Fulham. My goodness. They
needed bodies.
They do need something. What did you think of Theo Walcott returning to Southampton, Peter? He said when he goes back there, it's a club that means a lot to him. He said he might cry.
Yeah. On the bench again.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not really what you want to hear.
I want to play football. Don't go to Southampton then. You're 31, mate.
Nathan Redmond's not going to let you in the team.
You've had injuries. I don't know. Yeah, it's a good signing, isn't it? Well, it's an emotional signing. Maybe he'll probably do what he did at Everton, play the first 10 games quite well and then just fall off a cliff, really.
Well, if they can secure him on a longer deal or a permanent deal, then who knows? I mean, maybe after, you know, if Gareth Bale can't cut it for Spurs, they bring them both back.
Yes,
you know, inverted wingers,
like it.
A lot of goals there,
but is it going to be just covering fullback positions? Is that what is his kind of natural development
as a? I think he's only 31, Walcott.
Yeah, but he's. His injuries have kind of ruined his pace.
He's still got potential, though.
Well, maybe that's the thing. I mean, if you're thinking that the pace is going, maybe he's just a backup to Danny Ings.
Well, quite possibly.
I mean, he's a good enough finisher, isn't he?
I think Walcott, he's still got something to offer. He's only 31 still. He's not playing much at Everton,
is he going to play out wide, or is he going to cover?
Well, I think
cover
he gives them an option, doesn't Ingsy? He? He does give them an option, and I think a club like Southampton, I think he'll do all right there. I think it's fair play. I'm more worried about Jack Wilshere, to be perfectly honest. Talking of potential,
yeah.
I know he's had his contract cancelled by mutual agreement. It's
MLS apparently, is it? Is that where he's going?
I just, you think to Wilshere that he's never really got going. I mean, he's had sort of periods and all. He wrote a sort of an open letter, didn't he, to the fans, sort of explaining the situation. And I know Declan Rice tweeted, gutted. It was a privilege to get to train and play with you, mate. You're going to be massively missed. I did quite like Hitchin Town said, if you need somewhere to keep fit while you need to find a new club, we're in the market for a 28-year-old creative midfielder from Hitchin. You know where we are. Which Jack Wilshere replied, see you tomorrow. What time? Don't need to be getting fined on day one. I mean, at least there's a bit of self-awareness there. That's all I'm saying. My goodness, yeah. It's a funny one with Wilshere. I mean, you think MLS would be a good move?
No, I don't think it would be, but I think
no,
he's
quite physical and fast. Yeah. Serie A, Andy, surely.
It's hard to see any sort of club doing anything more than a very short-term contract on him.
Mm. He's going to have to take a massive pay cut. Yeah. Was he 100K, something like that? It's just... That's untenable for a player with his record.
Minutes to pounds, it doesn't look good.
What was kind of the saddest thing is seeing people tweeting out the highlights, the little showreel of him for Arsenal against Barcelona.
Oh, yeah.
Again, it's like, how long ago was that now?
Yeah, you know, it was a while ago. Yeah. But the thing is, with Wilshere, there was so much hope. Wasn't there that Wilshere was this very talented, very slick sort of midfielder?
England don't really produce that much of.
And then I think when it was Guardiola's Barcelona, I think Guardiola was in charge when they went there, and obviously he played well. And Guardiola said, "Oh yeah, we've got loads of players like him in our reserves," or something like that, which was a bit snooty, I thought, at the time.
But that's always been the problem with Wilshere, really. I mean, I do obviously sympathise with his injury issues; they aren't his fault, but. He has been cut an awful lot of slack. Mm. And people have believed far too long because they wanted to believe. Like when he had that loan spell at Bournemouth, and you're thinking, oh, that's good. He's getting a bit of fresh air. Mm-hmm. He's playing regularly.
Fresh air. is that what it's come to?
Great for the recovery.
but then after that, you know, he has five good games and people are saying he should get for Bournemouth and people are saying he should get picked for England again. Mm. And that's really not done him any favours.
Well, Bournemouth are one of the destinations people are sort of touting a bit, I think, which would maybe make sense.
Yeah, 46 game season, that'll sort him out, won't it?
No, that's a point, yeah. Well, the conundrum remains, ladies and gentlemen, where Wilshere should go next. By the time we finish this show, he's probably gone to Manchester United. There we are. All right, it's time for a quick break.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Join me, Melissa Reddy, and listen to my brand new podcast, Between the Lines. I'll be speaking to the biggest names in football about the captivating, behind-the-scenes stories fans want to hear. From major talking points to untold anecdotes, you'll hear from some of football's leading stars as well as those working in the shadows. In our first episode, I spoke to former Spurs manager Maurizio Pochettino about that Amazon documentary.
We feel responsible because it was very difficult to say yes to open the door to Amazon. Only we watch with Jesus the 25-minute first because it was until we left the club.
And on our latest episode, I investigate how prevalent and damaging social media abuse is in football.
And I was like taking all this negativity onto myself, and I did. I kind of lost myself and my personality because I knew everything that was going on around it. And it's not until I actually got to a stage where I thought, I can't take this anymore. It is becoming too much for me, that I spoke out about it.
Craving football insight? Well, look no further. Listen to Between the Lines with me, Melissa Reddy, via Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you get your podcasts.
This was a Stakhanov production.
I'm Martin Keown, and you're listening to Football Ramble.
Maybe just once more about the Football Ramble. That'd be all right.
Hi, I'm Martin Keown, and you're listening to the Football Ramble. I'm Martin Keown.
Forgot his own name.
Welcome back to the Football Ramble. The Football Ramble. not as good as the time Joe Kinnear did one of those things when I asked
football
him.
Football rambling.
I said,
Football Rumble?
Football Rumble.
Football Rambling is what he said. Couldn't remember his name and the title of the show. But there's a lot to remember in that sentence. Right, it's time for some correspondence. Of course, you can get in touch. Our email address is show@footballramble.com, or you can tweet us at Football Ramble. And that's where we're going right now. A few people on Twitter have been getting in touch about mad things that they've heard being shouted at football matches. Brad, big Braddy baby, gets us off to a fine start. Slightly off topic because it was a fan, but when Joe Hart was at Birmingham, a Wolves fan shouted, "Hart, your name's an internal organ!"
I like that.
Yeah.
That's very enjoyable.
Yeah. Alba Lifestyle said, "A lad we play fives with shouted at the ref, 'Your hair is shit.' Straight red card." In his defence, the ref's haircut was shit.
Actually, it's just...
You can't be saying that to the ref, Andy.
Well,
how many refs have a great haircut? Or if they're doing their job correctly, do we simply not notice?
That's true.
In my league, there were two people. One, a policeman with a policeman's haircut, and the world's oldest man. Who did it for whiskey.
Is that actually the payment? Is that a hand over a bottle?
It's 25 quid, which is a bottle of whiskey.
Yeah, okay, right. Yeah.
A bottle of whiskey and a 2 quid acca.
Oh, dear. One of my favourite things that a referee, when I was playing in a match, someone said, "Which game are you in charge?" No, what did he say? "What game are you watching, ref?" "The one I'm in charge of," which I thought was quite nice. That's quite a good retort, that. John Hyde has said, "A guy I played football with at university would quote Alan Partridge as he beat opposition players. He was regularly heard saying, 'Smell my cheese, Jurassic Park,' and in off the red." I think that's wank. I don't like that. That is a bit piss poor.
Yeah.
I played with someone once who, when he scored, said, "Eat that."
Eat that.
The guy I used to play, he was our goalkeeper, old Dave. When he used to take a bye kick, he had a good kick on him, but he really had to like charge up and like put everything behind it. Because some goalkeepers, they just sort of waft their foot at the ball and it goes like on the opposition box. He did have that, but he really had to put everything into it. And when he ran up, older Ramble listeners will remember this, but he would run up and as he would hit it, he'd go, "Mega kick!
Mega kick!"
which was mildly enjoyable. Yeah, so at Football Ramble for that type of bants, or of course, show@footballramble.com. Now, gentlemen, I'd like to turn our attention to Liverpool, if we may. Or more sort of accurately, Zeljko Buvac, who is the reason for Jurgen Klopp's success, apparently. He was once described as the brain by Klopp. Buvac or Buvac, Andy?
Buvac.
It is Buvac. He claimed that Liverpool's success can be attributed to his role, which is some claim.
If you think about today, it is about self-promotion, isn't it? On social media, in interviews, with your shirt off, hanging out the first floor window of your house.
Yeah, I think this was a proper interview. It wasn't like someone just reading through his Insta feed and going, "Oh, look, he thinks he's..."
Yes.
Well, he's now the sporting director at Dynamo Moscow. But
is interesting in itself.
Go on.
Because people thought he was leaving Liverpool so he could become director number one.
Oh, right. I see. And now he's just a muggy little sporting director.
Well, reading up on him, he was the manager of that bit of... Republic of Srpska, I think it's called.
Okay,
in Bosnia Herzegovina,
right.
And it's the part of Bosnia that looks like it's hugging Bosnia.
Okay,
it's fascinating.
And my goodness, it needs a hug.
It doesn't need more districts, I would say. Whole Yugoslav kind of area.
Yeah, it's something to debate. Perhaps.
Yeah,
I know what you mean. Well, he left Liverpool in 2018. It was a bit of a shame because he had a 17-year working record with Jurgen Klopp. And he didn't congratulate Jurgen Klopp on their first title. He said, I didn't. I was happy for Liverpool, for the fans, for the players, but I didn't speak to Klopp.
He didn't congratulate him on Liverpool's first title.
Yes.
That's what we should make clear, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't speak to Klopp. He was happy for Liverpool, I think.
Yes.
But it's a bit of a shame because, you know, I think we all like Jurgen Klopp. He seems sort of very nice and happy other than when they get humped. 7-2. But it's just surprising that this has happened. It's sort of a bit of a Clough and Taylor sort of situation, Andy.
Yeah, it is. It is. And it'd be interesting to see long term. I mean, clearly Klopp's happy with his current arrangement with Pep Linders, but it was interesting because, like, I guess long term, Klopp and Buvac watchers, mm-hmm. they'd fallen out loads of times, and you always assume when he left in April 2018, mm-hmm. you thought, oh, he'll just cool off and come back,
yeah.
and he never did. That's been the surprise. Of course, we're unlikely to ever know the total content of what was said and why it really fell apart.
He's a good couple of decades older than his current the current people in his position at Liverpool right now, mm-hmm. isn't he? So he certainly picked some younger models for his backroom staff.
Well, indeed. But I mean, it's not, you know, to think that it is, you know, the success is just done down to one man is obviously, it might be a little bit fanciful. I mean, yes, one, you know, someone like Klopp on his own can have a huge influence.
What about Mr. Throins?
Yeah, exactly.
What about Mr. Throins?
They've got Mr. Throins in, haven't they? Mm. But you know, your backroom staff is very important, but it is quite something that he
and
was...
your chief assistant, absolutely.
Yeah, well, yeah. He was so important. As I say, for 17 years he worked with Klopp, but then since he's left, you know, they have had unbelievable success as well with that title win last year and obviously the Champions League. So he's obviously been important and his influence is still there, but I mean, to suggest that it's all down to him might be a little bit fanciful, Andy.
Maybe.
I think it's fair to say. Speaking of former Liverpool men chipping off, Dan Lovren has been on Twitter. He was critical of some fans. I think he was trying to defend Joe Gomez.
Dan Lovren should never be allowed on Twitter unless he's posting FaceTimes of himself and Mo Salah.
Yeah.
That's what we want to see. Everything else, but probably best to leave it.
Presumably he's exhausted all that material, though, by now.
Well, don't they speak to each other every day?
Okay.
I suppose after they've done the one about, oh, you've had a haircut. Yes, I have had
a
haircut.
Well, they were good mates with
that. Was it expensive? Yes, it was expensive.
Yeah, I think we've had our fill of that sort of stuff.
I haven't.
He was critical of fans saying, you will never understand football. He said to one fan, put first a tie on and then I can explain why you will never understand football.
It's confusing. What's the tie thing for?
I don't know.
Dress me in your best suit.
Yeah, but put a tie on and then I'll explain why you don't understand football.
I mean, should there be some context to this? Maybe it's in reference to the... context is never good on here. Maybe he's been... Like,
he's managing it.
You know, sometimes before people respond to people on Twitter, mm-hmm. they look at their bio and maybe even their little picture. Yeah. Maybe he's done that. Maybe it's someone who looks like he's just stumbled out of a casino.
he said to another supporter, go support someone else then. What's he getting involved for? Like, stop being a silly sausage.
Lovers.
For crying out loud. To Turkey, gentlemen, did you see Gaziantep have signed Kevin Morales? Well, we think they've signed Kevin Morales. We're quite sure of that. They put three pictures on their social media announcing him, but one of those pictures was of Morgan Schneiderland. does Big Morgs know what's happening?
Well, he's at Nice, isn't he? Which is a very different accompaniment to your cup of tea, isn't it? So. Little Bicky.
I think that he might have sort of said to the club, "Have you said, is there something going on here?" But apparently the Turkish side, when Big Kev was announced, they spelt out and baklava, happy birthday.
Oh, that's nice. Delicious.
Yeah, exactly.
Not because you've signed for Gaziantep, therefore it's your birthday.
Well, yeah, yeah. Oh,
it was actually his birthday.
I think that came after, I should say.
He's not going to make weight.
We were talking about...
Is that why they're doing it? They're going to fit him up with baklava, he's going to turn up overweight, and then they can dock him his wages.
Maybe.
Easy,
a strange way to try and make a bit of money, wouldn't it? Because they're always sort of paying.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
a Turkish club would never do something like that.
Because they frankly don't pay anyone.
We were talking about baklava before the show. If you're not familiar, it's those kind of North African, Middle Eastern desserts, little pastry things.
If you've never indulged in the halva or the baklava, if you've just walked past it in the supermarket, mm-hmm. even the supermarket versions, they are the greatest things ever to exist.
Mm-hmm. It is true.
Better than a vegan pasty?
Maybe.
A vegan pasty?
Maybe. I mean, he's going to have one heck of an international break. Of course, he doesn't play for Belgium anymore, does he? So he doesn't get picked for Belgium. So he's just going to...
He's going to stuff himself with it.
I mean, it's a glorious thought, isn't it? Him in a four-star hotel, you know, surfing for porn, stuffing away the clown.
Hang on a minute. Don't accuse him of that, Andy.
Lining his little kind of like collection of baklava up his like left and right leg as he sort of just... pushes them into his mouth like a horrible.
Where did that accusation come from, Andy?
What else do people do in hotels when they're killing time?
You are a disgrace, sir. You did mention quite rightly about...
I could have said empty the minibar, but he's too professional for that.
No, exactly.
No, that's fine. Were you talking about him stuffing baklava in his gob?
Baklava and self-lava.
Yeah. Well, baklava through a balaclava.
Mm.
That would be a bit kinky. But Andy, you said about baklava, so they've got green sugar on the top.
Is it pistachio as well?
Don't be put off by that.
Yeah, it's not a health food, guys.
No, but you rightly said you can sometimes think of those desserts got a little bit of like coriander on them, which doesn't make any sense.
From a distance, I reckon, you know, you're sort of, if you're selling it to yourself, you're going, yeah, it's probably one of my five a day. There we go.
Yeah, well, maybe Morales will think that.
Do you go to Finsbury Park, get some bloody baklava, guys? Come on.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes. In a moment, Peter. First, we need to talk about Harold Redknapp.
Oh, good.
He thinks Spurs have a chance to win the league. I mean, it's deadline day. We've got to mention Harry, haven't we? Haven't we? Him and presumably he was talking to Jim White, a friend of the Ramble.
He was.
Yeah, he was speaking on Sky Sports. I said, I think Tottenham are a danger to anyone in the division this year. Nice to hear the league referred to as a division.
Mm.
It warms me cockles, that.
Yes.
Do we think Spurs have a chance? I mean, nobody seems to fancy it other than Everton this year.
It feels to me like a slight bit of reaction off some weird results at the weekend.
I'm just going to put that out there.
Yes. Okay. But he wasn't sure about some of the signings and some of the dealings this transfer window, Andy.
I don't know. What did he say? It was strange because he was in the studio for a very long stretch. Originally, it was him and Jamie who were in with
last night
with Jim White, and later it was just Harry, I think, with Jess Creighton, who did a really good job on that all day, and they were talking about the collapse of this mooted move for Tomori on loan to West Ham, and I think at the time Sky were running with the story that there'd been a loan fee paid to the agent. There'd been quite a substantial fee agreed to be paid to the agent. And Harry Redknapp all of a sudden just went, what? Why are they paying a fee to the agent for a loan? I think he'd simply found something to be outraged about because he'd been in the studio for a really long time.
It's a long shift, presumably, just yapping on about that all day. Is this going to happen? Oh, well, it hasn't happened. So the thing you said an hour ago doesn't make any sense. Mm. Oh, well, sorry, he's disgusting. Whatever. Everything's disgusting.
Yeah. Oh, Andy, you mentioned Lekeep before we came in. Come on, for Pete's sake. Literally, for Pete's sake, I did.
Well, it was brilliant because what they did in Lekeep for the morning after,
you were like this, Petey.
They talked about what could happen next because, of course, they pointed out that it doesn't have to be finished. It doesn't have to be finished. Everyone, there are still players who are free agents who could be signed. Some of those,
they should join a football team. Some just bring create their own side.
There's a new Frenchman called Jacques Michel. He is available.
is that what you're going to do next, Pete? A sort of Ali Dyer thing, or you're just going to recreate yourself as a Frenchman?
Yes. Oh,
you may have missed out, but it's the day after the window's closed. But you're in luck. You're in luck.
Well, Celtic have bought a player who looks a little bit like me if I had cornrows, which is very enjoyable.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I don't think Diego Laxalt should have worn his reading glasses for saying, just... feel, you know,
I like it.
Feel my fire, Parkhead. And I'll also do your accounts at the same time.
Yes, exactly.
But yeah, some of the ones who are still free, Lekeep point out, Yaya Sonogo. Johan Kabay.
Come on. Get them together.
Still available. But they're also saying that this summer, for the first time since 1990, the Players' Union hasn't been able to organise this sort of training camp that they have for all these players who are out of contract and don't have a club. So, you know, there's a bit of camaraderie, they can keep fit and all the rest of it in the context, as it says, of the coronavirus epidemic. And then it finishes off the little section by saying, like every year, Hatem Ben Arfa is ready to take up a new challenge.
Yes.
Andy used his full title, Hatem Ben Arfa, craziest skills ever, HD.
Pete Donaldson.
YouTube.com/ Hatem Ben Arfa, craziest skills ever, HD.
Pete, he's looking for a new/old challenge. Come on, get him back.
He's had his baklava. He never made weight when he came after summer.
Bring him home. Bring him home.
Bring him home. Him
33 years young.
Oh, him and Sam Maxim out on the wings. Come on.
We've got vegan sausage rolls now. Come on.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. Him and Kabai. Free agents. I mean.
Bring Media Bead back as well.
Yeah, get them all in. Get them all back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for listening to the Football Ramble. It's been an absolute pleasure talking with you. On tomorrow's show, it's Jules, Luke and Vish. But until then, say goodbye, Andy Brassel.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Petey Donaldson.
Au revoir.
And it's goodbye from me.
This was a Stakhanov production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
People of the US, great news. The Formula One Circus is coming to Miami this weekend, and we've got everything you need to know on P1 with Matt and Tommy, the Formula One podcast from Stack. It doesn't matter if you're an F1 veteran or hardly watch a race. If you want a fun breakdown of the biggest stories from this weekend's race, we've got you covered. Join us for previews and reaction episodes from practice, qualifying and the race itself, plus our full driver rankings podcast early next week. You'll be armed with enough info to make you look like a bona fide expert when the race rolls back around next year, or at least when you see your friends next week. Search P1 with Matt and Tommy in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now.